This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged newly inducted civil servants to focus on improving governance of the spirit of Jan Bhagidari. Prime Minister, who was on a two-day visit to Gujarat, addressed the officer trainees on the 99th Common Foundation course of Aarambh 6.0 at Ekta Nagar yesterday. The importance of having a strong feedback mechanisms and improving grievance redressal systems were also highlighted by the Prime Minister. He urged the young civil servants to improve ease of living for citizens. A correspondent reports that the batch include 653 officer trainees from across 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. Earlier, on reaching Ekta Nagar in Gujarat, Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth over 280 crore rupees. And the projects inaugurated yesterday include 4 megawatt solar project and sub-district hospital in Ekta Nagar. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for the Bonsai Garden and Sardar Sarovar Dam Experience Center. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment for India's defense and aerospace journey. Sharing his article on the social media platform LinkedIn, Mr. Modi said that the speed of execution is breathtaking, from the foundation stone to operational facility in just 2 years. He further said that defense production has soared to 1.27 lakh crore rupees in 2023-24. The Prime Minister said that the complete defense ecosystem is to be transformed. Mr. Modi and Spanish President Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata aircraft complex for manufacturing 295 aircraft in Vadodara, Gujarat on Monday. Deepavali, the festival of lights, will be celebrated today across the country. The festival marks the victory of good over evil. People who also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, and Lord Ganesh on this occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended the greetings to the citizens on the eve of Deepavali. In a message, the President said that Deepavali is a festival of happiness and enthusiasm, and it symbolizes the victory of knowledge over ignorance and good over evil. The President said that the auspicious occasion of Deepavali, we should also illuminate our conscience and adopt the virtues of love and compassion and promote social harmony. Indian Railways is running 7,296 special trains to cater the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. To effectively deal with the high passenger volumes during the festive season, the railway has taken several steps for further crowd management and providing seamless services to the passengers at major railway stations of Delhi. Talking to Akashvani News, Divisional Railway Manager Sukhvinder Singh said that the sale of platform tickets at major railway station in Delhi has been banned till the 7th of November. The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare under the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions has notified additional installments of dearness allowance to the central government employees and dearness relief to the pensioners due from the 1st of July this year. The Union Cabinet has approved 3% additional installment of dearness allowance and dearness relief to the central government employees and pensioners. And the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecasted heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Karakul, and Mahi during the next 2 days. It is predicted that the heavy rainfall over the south interior Karnataka today. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely to happen in Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yaman, and Telangana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.